Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, He indeed is Lord. I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world, amidst the promises of God, the truth of the living God, and that truth which we live this day, even as we move to and fro in the earth at such a time as this, with all that goes on around us, with all of the attacks of the enemy, the confusion, the joy and the blessing of this life, all of the things that are part of this experience that we have in our time in the earth. And I greet you in that. It's been... We've gone through some ups and downs, but you know, we're that's all part of the process. And you know, I was talking to a buddy the other day, and a statement I made to him that kind of resonated with him was, you know, nothing gets strong without resistance. You know, if you've ever done sports, you know that so much of training has to do with putting yourself in these environments where there is resistance, and with that resistance you develop strength and you develop power, and that's just part of it. That's part of the dynamic of training. That's part of the dynamic of, and that's a natural example of also spiritual reality, because in the realm of the spirit, as we have gone through and experienced resistance and difficulty and struggle, you know, in that process, it's also brought forth the true nature of who we are, the true character of who we are, the true revelation of Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, you know, that's once we've gone through some things like that for a window and a season, you start to also realize the truth of the scripture that says, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and that hope does not disappoint. So we understand that. Now, in the middle of it, in the middle of the trials and the struggles, those are not pleasant. You know, I remember back to the days when I used to swim in college. You know, there's a lot of the training sessions that weren't necessarily pleasant, but once you've come through them and you've come to the other side, there's also the blessing and the benefit of having gone through those experiences. Now, does that mean too that sometimes in the middle of those things and those difficulties and those trials, does that mean that the sources of those problems are given a pass? By no means. You know, when it comes to the enemies of our soul, you know, they are going to reap the consequences for their actions. And, you know, so that which is your resistance in the world, but this is where also the scripture comes to bear, that God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. So even though the enemies of your soul intend evil and malice and ill intent towards you, in the end, God uses all of that to bless you, uses all of that to just continue to move forward and accomplish His purposes in and through the life that you live, and in and through the earth at such a time as this, as His kingdom is continuing to go forward and to advance in the earth. So it's pretty incredible. There's a lot of mysteries going on with all of this. There's a lot of things that will be revealed and be known in time to come. But, you know, for us, for the child of God, you want to just flow with what God is doing, realizing that, you know, there is no separation between you and Him. There is no, one of the pieces that is part of our transition and part of our, of the proper understanding is to realize that God is not over there and you're over here. You know, the consummation of the Spirit is that you are one in Him, that there is no separation, that you are engrafted into the vine, that you and the Father are one. just as Christ and the Father are one, you and the Father are one. You are one in Christ. You have that is the prayer. That is the transition. That is the knowing that is part of what we were destined for. And So practically speaking, so it's the prayer is not, God, please help me, you know, to do this or to do that, because that would imply that God's over there and you're over here. No, it's you're here. So, Father, which way do we go? Father, which way do we go? You know, that's the transition. That is because you are the representative of Christ in the earth. You are the one that that He works through to accomplish His purposes. So you are His eyes. You are His ears. He's seeing through you. He is hearing through you. And you are testifying to the things that you see and hear, and it is flowing to and fro, in and out, and finding pasture. You, and in Christ Jesus, this is some incredible things taking place simultaneously as you accomplish the purpose that God has brought you into the earth for. But there is no separation between you and the Father. See, that's what the enemy seeks to do, is to bring separation. The enemy seeks to bring separation between you and the Father, and you and the body, by the way. And, you know, what I've noticed in my own experiences, for those that are the true followers of Christ, you know, there's a oneness in spirit that we have. When we meet each other, there's just this incredible connection. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the race, doesn't matter a lot of things that the world would say are important distinctions. No, when you meet somebody in Christ, there's this, you know, in just talking for a couple of minutes, it's like you're meeting one of your best friends, you know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's something in that dimension, in that realm of the spirit, and there's a oneness in spirit that's there. Now, the enemy of your soul, the devil, who has his human agents in the world, will seek to bring division, will seek to bring strife, will seek to try to separate people in the body from each other, to try to isolate you, to try to put you alone, to try to keep things that God has destined for you from being in your life. Now, that's just part of what the devil does. And you know, many times he does that through those that are either willful agents or deceived agents that have, that have fallen for the lie. You know, I'll give you an example. So some great, wonderful friends, brother and sister in Christ Jesus, Zeph and Trish. You know, I mean, we do joint podcasts occasionally with each other, and you know, we're just, you know, God's just put us in each other's lives, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, we're a gift that God has given to each other, and it's wonderful. Now, in the middle of that, you know, it's funny because just the other day, you know, Trish dropped me a note, and I'm going to give you guys a little backstory. I'm going to pull some of this stuff into the light a little bit. So just the other day, there was it's been a stalker for, from India. Her name is Vinita Nagaratnam. All right. Vinita Nagaratnam. And you guys can go look her up, because I'm sure she's out there in social media and somewhere in the internet. So this person, you know, started writing Zeph and Trish, because, you know, she knows that they're friends and that they're brothers and sisters in Christ. And, you know, and just a nasty, nasty piece of work in India. My gosh. Now, the way that I met this person, the stalker, was I was invited to visit India in 2001, I believe. And, you know, at the time I was engaged in some mission stuff, and I was traveling the country, and, you know, I met this person in passing somewhere. I honestly didn't even remember who this person was when this person started writing me after I'd been to India and started writing, you know, on the email, and just, you know, you're trying to be polite. But somewhere in there, some demon got a hold of this this person, and since that time, you know, just stalking on the internet, you know, and following around, and writing anybody that might know me, you know, following the broadcast, probably, and definitely listening in today. Now, here's the thing. With somebody like that, who has fallen for the deception, fallen for the trick of the enemy, going to church, mind you, front row, you know, these kind of people. And what's happened to that person? See, in the middle of their obsession with us, the children of God, they themselves have never, ever lived out a true life. And they've destroyed themselves. They reap what they sow. And they destroy themselves. Now, the children of God, we carry on, and we have these incredible lives in Christ, because God puts us on that adventure. But for those that would go that way, the very things that they think that they would want, they'll never receive anything but the whirlwind. And all of that life and all of that energy and all of that effort that they've put in will come to nothing. And there's nothing but sorrow for them. Because everything that they do against the child of God, they do against the one that sent them. Now, do you think that God smiles favorably upon that? No. So, you know, now this is, I just use this as a case in point. Because so many of the demonic assignments that have come against you, my brothers and sisters out there, you know, you've tried to be courteous, you've tried to be kind, you've tried to, as much as possible, be at peace, you know, with those that are around you. But you realize, as you continue to go forward, that the enemy of your soul and the people that are in the grips and the gall of the enemy and the, just the bitterness of what that world is, that's not how they are. Now, let the dead bury the dead. You know, you carry on with Christ Jesus. You move forward with what God has for you to do. See, here's the thing. With the true followers of Christ, for us, there is no need for us to, we pick up right where we leave off. So if I see my brothers and sisters in Christ, when if I see Zeph and Trish tomorrow, if I see them, we pick up, it's like no time has passed. Because, you know, we're one in the Spirit. Because we're connected to the same Spirit, who is Christ. And we've been receiving the same messages from the head. So there's it's just instant. And it's amazing. And there's no need for them to control what, you know, a brother or sister in Christ is doing. Nor is there any need for me to control something that they're doing. You know, we could not talk for months. And if we picked right back up, it would be wonderful. I have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that I don't see or talk to for long windows of time. And when I see them, it's instant. And it's amazing and it's wonderful. Not so with the worlders. The worlders, there was never a connection in the first place. With the worlders, you can be sitting right in front of them trying to have a conversation and there's no connection. There's no link. Why? Because they're of a different spirit than you. They're of a different sort than you. They're of a different breed than you. See, you, my brother, you, my sister, you are on the path of life. You are destined to walk with the King. You are destined to know His voice. You are destined to walk in the plan and purpose that He has for you. Not so with them. For them, they go from deception, from one level of deception to another, from one level of corruption to another, from one false prophet to another false prophet, from one just selfish intent to another selfish intent, and always for themselves, the reason that they need to try to control others is because in themselves they're empty, they're lacking, there's nothing in them. There's only darkness and bitterness and gall within them. Now, I've seen many times what the end of those people are, and I hope that they would turn. I hope that they would repent. I hope that they would get right with God. But you know, many won't. And they will go to their own destruction. You know, I've been getting reports recently of just a number of people that have just, you know, passed on, died, in some of them in horrible ways. And or you know, or just that which is around them just being stripped away from them. And I, you know, we don't you know, listen, this is not a game. You know, what you do is you get right with the Father for yourself, and you walk it out with Him for yourself. That's how you do it. And you know, don't worry about other people. It's not your job to go police other people. It's not your job to go make everything else right. You just do what God has for you to do, and let the rest be what it is. But in the process of losing that track and losing that focus and following the voice of man and following the religions and systems of the world, is, you know, you're wasting that window that you have in this world. See, we are set here by God's design and plan and purpose for a window and a season. Now, none of us are staying here. My gosh, you'd want to pass through this thing and carry on to the next. This is not a place you want to have as home. So we want to transition through. But you won't be able to transition through appropriately without the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. He is the only way through. He is the only path through. He is the only He's the only option. There's only one gate. There's only one door. Now, if you're going to finish the work, even as Jesus, while he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." You know, you want to complete that work that God has for you in the earth. You know, it's... For me, when I was younger, part of what, you know, God had put in my spirit was to just go before Him and to allow Him to reveal and to show the reason that He brought me into the earth. And I know that, and I'm doing that, and I'm, you know, these broadcasts, when we publish like this, this is just a small piece of what God has for us to do while we're in the earth. But we do it, you know. And the reason, too, that God has for us to do like this is because of it's also connected to other ways that He works with us. So, you know, if we had gone and been like traditional people, well, every couple of years when God would move us somewhere else, you know, we would have had, to be a lot of people moving with us. No, it wasn't necessary. You know, we're able to connect with you guys around the world in an amazing way like this because of the times that we live in, because of the platforms and the protocols that are available to us. What's incredible is that, you know, even in something like this, even in the way that we talk like this, that that we're able to, you know, we have if we were to actually congregate people together, this would be one of the largest churches there are. And yet, you know, quote unquote churches, institutional organizations, and yet it's, you know, it's out there. See, that it's hidden. And yet, it's there in the realm of the spirit. And it's incredible. And this is how God does it. This is how God does it with us and through us. Now, here's the thing, too. As time goes forward, all that is hidden is going to be made known. All that that is done in the darkness will be brought to the light. That is the transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. That is part of the age change. That is part of the age transition. So, for example, you know, even in the case of like, you know, even something as simple as like the stalkers, you know, and like the kind of people that the enemy sends our way to try to just to try to do evil things. Well, here's one thing. All that stuff is recorded. It's recorded in the realm of the spirit, and it's recorded even in our cases in the natural, because we just put all that stuff in a digital vault, in a digital file, and just let that stuff accumulate, so that, you know, whenever the time's necessary, you know, if we need to, we can just put that all on one single tiny file and just send it wherever we want to, if necessary. Oh, yes. You know, we have that stuff too. Now, here's the thing. As we go forward, and as more and more light comes in, even those kind of mitigation things that people have been doing over time to adjust, even those kind of things won't be necessary, because everything's going to be known for what it is. Everything's going to be seen for what it is. There is just going to be a complete revelation. That which is going to be known for what it is. So, to have gone the way of the world is to have gone the way of your own destruction. Here is one of these last minute appeals. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Get right with the Father. The real King of Kings, not the illusion, not the deception, not the religions of man, because all those have failed. All those have failed. You know, what did Jesus say to his disciples? He said, the time is coming where they're going to put you out of the synagogues because of your allegiance to me. They threw him out. They threw them out because they walk with Christ. The time is coming when they're going to, you know, that because of your spiritual allegiance and your walk with the Savior, there will be that attack. But at the same time, God is with you. But, you know, go back through history and look at what happened in 70 AD to the people that were still in the temple. It was an awful, awful time. Yeah. Listen, in the time we live in right now, it's no joke. You know, this is the time you got to know God for yourself. So, my encouragement this day for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the real ones that listen in, because there's a mix of people that listen in. The bulk of you guys out there, you are definitely, you know, on that path and walking in truth. But there's also a small subset that check in because the enemy assigns them to do so. And occasionally we give out that public service announcement as well for them. You got to get right. Because you may not get another podcast. You may not get another chance. You know, right now, in the realm of the spirit, if you don't have the protection of God around you, how are you going to walk in this thing? If you don't know the voice of the Spirit of God, how are you going to live? How will you navigate through in the middle of right now what we're living in, and the world is coming unhinged, left, right, and center? How will you know which way to go unless the Spirit of God is leading you? Because the worlders themselves, they don't know what they're doing. They're coming apart at the seams. They change their story by the hour at this point. The scriptures talk about how men's hearts will fail them when they see the things that are coming upon the earth. Oh, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of that yet, brothers and sisters. We haven't even begun to get into that piece. Already people are cracking up over finances and stock markets. Are you kidding? This is not even round one. Oh boy. Yeah, no. Listen. It's time. For you that have walked with Christ, you're ready. For you that know His voice, you're ready. For you that have been led by His Spirit and gone through, you are ready. So now go with what God has shown you. Trust the way that He speaks to you. Trust the way He speaks to you. Not through a broadcast or a podcast or through somebody preaching on Sunday or whatever that is. No, the way He speaks to you. You know, God has, by His grace, allowed me to see the fallibility in every person that's around me, including myself, for a reason and a purpose, so that I would also know and understand and trust Him completely, and trust the way that He speaks to and through me. Because it's not me, it's Him. And I need to know Him for myself. You need to walk with Him for yourself. Because it is that voice that is going to have you in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. It is the difference between being... You know, I've had in some of the places that God has sent me in this life, I've had some close calls. And just small things that could have totally changed the rest of my time in the earth. And I recognize that. Because you want to be in step with Him. Because if you are, then it can just be... Oh, excuse me. It can be just a matter of being in one place a minute soon. Or a minute later. Or 2 feet to the left or 2 feet to the right. Can be the difference between something good and something bad. Something right and something wrong. Trust the way that He leads you. Trust the way that He guides you. Trust the way that He speaks to you. Because also, too, it's got to be you that He's speaking to. If you keep looking to a man, you keep putting yourself under the curse of the law. And the curse of the law was that you needed a man to get to God. If you keep looking for a person to be that source to you, then you're missing it. You know, Paul wrote this to the early church in the letters. He said, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Who are these guys? They are only messengers by whom you... They're only just people that carried that message. One man plants, another man waters. God causes it to grow. You got to look to the source. People will play out their roles, but if you look to those people and you put them in that wrong position, the only one that can ever be in that position is Christ. You know, and there's something inside of that fallen man that wants to put a man up there to rule them, They did it with Saul when they made a king. They did it with Moses when God was speaking to them in Exodus chapter 20. And they said, look, Moses, you go talk to God and you come back and tell us what he said. There's something there. And you got to confront that. You need to hear his voice for yourself. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, we set the site up as called Faith Mix is because, hey, tomorrow, if God doesn't want us to do this, we won't do it. Or if somebody else needs to be here and speaking, you know, and that's what God shows us, sure, we'll pass it on to them. Fine. Because it is to us, you know, we just fill the role. You know, when Elijah moved on and Elisha took over, hey, that's fine. It's not a big deal. It is not ours to try to build something in this life. It is ours to fulfill the work that Christ has for us in the earth. Now, if it just so happens that something's built, well, praise God. But that's not the intention. Your success is in the obedience, not in the result. Things will be what they are. But you have to trust. You have to trust the way that the Father works with you. The opposition is going to be there, but the opposition is also on its way to its own destruction. You, my brother, you, my sister, you carry on with Christ. In Jesus' name, we bless you. We pray that you would have peace in this day. While the world is struggling and the world is gearing up for a time of incredible calamity, we pray that you have peace. Here's the other thing you got to remember. The promises of God are true, and they are true in every situation. So know what they are. Let those resonate within you and bring those before the Father. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will take care of your needs. He'll take care of the things that are necessary. Flow with him in this time. Flow. God bless you. Hey, all right, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.